time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone whose job it is to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And I'm very pleased to say we have on the line today the music director for the American Heritage Orchestra in Wheeling, West Virginia, calling from his home just across the river in Bridgeport, Ohio. It's Maestro Antonio Luigi Salvatore. Maestro, what's your musical background?
Well, I've been a commercial musician in New York for many years, and at the same time I taught school, all levels, including college, and it's just been a wonderful life.
And not only are you a conductor, but you've been a composer, arranger, you've done all kinds of different work in the world of music.
Yes, the variety was exciting.
Well, we always get a little bit of variety in the piano puzzler as
Amen.
Well. The whole idea is to combine things that have never gone together before, so we'll see what Bruce has in store for us today. And of course, after he plays the piano puzzler, your job will be to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And if by chance you get stuck on one or the other, I don't know what's coming either, so you can enlist my brainstorming help for what that's worth.
Well, thank you.
Here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Wow.
That was a fun one for me.
So what do you make of that, Maestro?
It was fun for me, too. Unfortunately, I had the melody, and then I lost it because I got wrapped up in the counterpoint. I suspect that that's Father Bach.
Yes.
Papa Bach. I suspect you mean Johann Sebastian Bach.
Oh, absolutely.
Daddy of the Bachs.
Yes. So in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach. And Bruce, was there a particular Bach piece that you were quoting?
Yes, this actually is based extremely closely on the fugue in C minor from Book One of The Well-Tempered Clavier. In fact, the opening.
Uh-huh.
And actually much of the music. And what I did that was fun for me was to weave a tune into the counterpoint and then use the shapes and the line of the Bach and rewrite it so that I could support something else that he did not write.
Uh-huh. So we haven't yet named what that bit is that Bach didn't write that got included in the piano puzzler.
Yeah.
You thought you had the tune at one point.
I had it at the beginning, and then I got wrapped up in the counterpoint.
Well, let me start it again, and maybe it'll come right back to you, because I think at the beginning is that there's a very clear statement after the first voice comes in.
It sounds like you've got
the melody, but not have to think of the name.
Well, that's always a pain.
It's not coming to me. I'm old enough to suffer from that musician's disease. It's called CRS. Can't remember stuff.
Well, I mean, I think you do know the tune because you were singing.
Clearly, yeah. Clearly you can sing the tune. Obviously, you know the tune. I left my little brown-eyed girl
down by the riverside. Okay, thank you.
But the brown-eyed girl, though, I never heard that, ever.
Oh, maybe I'm misquoting the first line.
I know it. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield.
Yes.
Down by the riverside. Down by the river. And then down by the... And then gonna study war no more. And then... I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. And that I have in here, down in the bass. And then the Bach is on the bottom with the tune on the top here.
Amazing how they come together and how neatly they fit together. But of course, you had to do a lot of work to make them fit so neatly together.
Well,
that's right.
Yes, this did involve work. This one was a bit of a challenge, but I got it stuck in my head when I was thinking. And then wait a minute.
Right. Well, beautiful the way those two fit together. The style of Johann Sebastian Bach, not just the style, but a lot of quotes from his C minor fugue from book one of the Well-Tempered Clavier wrapped around that tune. Is the tune called Riverside?
Well, you know, it's
down
called...
Down by the Riverside.
That's right, Down by the Riverside. And of course, Bach's name means stream.
Always connect. That's what Bruce Adolph is doing with Piano Puzzlers. Well, Maestro, for playing our Piano Puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler and an autographed copy of the score to that classic Piano Puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Maestro, what's your public radio station?
Well, first of all, West Virginia Public Radio broadcasts the same signal all over the state. And I'm in Wheeling, so we get WVNP. That means Northern Panhandle.
Aha! Yes, West Virginia Public Radio. Terrific network there in the state of West Virginia. Maestro Antonio Luigi Salvatore calling from his home right across the river in Bridgeport, Ohio. Maestro, such a pleasure to have you on the Piano Puzzler this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. It's been a ball.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.